And we're back this hour in our second outdoor report with Avery Smith from 906 Concealed Carry. Thank you for sticking around.
Always a pleasure.
I appreciate your time and knowledge, of course, on this kind of hot topic. And one of the things that I've heard, I'm sure you've heard it a lot for frequently asked questions, is how do DUIs affect getting a CPL, losing a CPL? When can you reapply? And then also, just in general, handguns.
You know, everybody makes mistakes. Some people's mistakes are more public than others. And, I don't advise you to even step behind the wheel of a vehicle if you've been drinking. And, there are a lot of people that say that. And again, I have to declare I'm not an attorney, so this is not legal advice. We'll always consult an attorney for specifics on the law. When it comes to firearm law, the law is even more stringent when it comes to a person with alcohol and firearms, and obviously because we want people to be safe. If you've had a situation where you've got a DUI, the way that the law reads is that you have 3 years from your first DUI offense before you can get another your CPL. Then if you've had a second DUI, now it's pushed to 8 years, and I believe it's 8 years after that for every consecutive DUI offense, which hopefully you've learned your lesson the first time.
Yeah.
And I did have a situation recently where a person come up to me and says, I have a person in my family, they've had a DUI, it's their second DUI, they're trying to get their driver's license back and they haven't been able to get it back. It's been past 8 years. So we're wondering about the CPL. And I advised them, I sent them to my attorney and said, go talk to him and see what he advises you. And what basically they are trying to go through the courts to get her driver's license back first, and then they're going to come and get her CPL. You know, it's just the thing, it's a legal process that has to run its course, and that's how that goes. As far as purchasing a handgun, obviously if you are under a felony, a misdemeanor, things like this, it's going to affect your ability to pass a background check. So I would recommend, you know, consulting an attorney and say, hey, where does this fit in my ability to purchase a handgun?
Well, Avery, I'd like to finish up here quick and just mention that you're in the process of organizing some female-only self-defense classes and CPL classes, right?
That's correct. Yes. I've got lots of ladies call and say, hey, when is your next ladies-only class? Summer schedules are really busy for me. So we're looking at probably August. We'll be putting at least one together. So it's really exciting. Lots of ladies come to the class and they're nervous when they come to the class.
Intimidated, I'm sure.
Yep. And I tell them, just listen to the instruction, do as we show you, and you'll get through fine. And then I get the ladies to come and say, well, I've been shooting all my life and don't have a problem with it. So from the relatively inexperienced to the very experienced, they all got through the class fine.
Avery, if they want to get a hold of you to ask questions or get it signed up for a course, what's your number?
They can call me at 906-249-9205.
Avery Smith from 906 Concealed Carry. Of course, you got a Facebook page that we follow and a website and all that stuff. So
I do.
And I appreciate your time and insight.
Thanks.
This is The Outdoor Show.